There we go. All right, man. Look at us. Look at us.
Yep.
Heck yeah. I'm still tripping out that you don't drink coffee, though. It's one.
Why? Two. Is that so surprising?
Because coffee's so good.
It's a thing.
It's so good. It's so, you know. Then again, when I was your age. Wait. Yeah, I think when I was still like your age, I was not drinking coffee yet.
So I mean,
it's not that crazy.
I drink it when I'm at work. That's weird, but I do. I drink it when I'm at work because they like give it to me, or like tea or whatever. They like have like not a secretary really, but like somebody who just does that for the whole staff. So like I usually get in on that when I'm there.
Right. I think that's how
I don't know how
it could start though. Cause like me, like I went back to college and the coffee culture is crazy over there. Like that's all people do. And then there's a Starbucks right there on campus. So little by little, I just started like going. And then Kenny at the same time was like getting into coffee too. So it just happens. Now I can't stop. I love coffee. So yeah, we're live. We're on camera here. Let me turn down my mic a tad.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. New look, but same old us, right? Same old us, we're here.
Is it a new look? Is it a new look if I just make the overlay at like 1 a.m. last night? It's fine.
That was totally not my fault. I swear, hitting you up so late.
I was streaming and Erica sends me a message. She's like, hey, can you make this thing? And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll do it after. So I did it after I finished streaming. And I stayed up late. And then Erica was like, no, not like this. Like this. And I was like, so like it's like 1 a.m. I'm like in Photoshop remaking this whole thing.
Yeah, well, what happened? Because the time zone is crazy. Everyone knows. You're from Japan. I'm in California. So it's... When I sent you the first initial message, I'm going to bed. And then I wake up, you're still awake. I'm like, wait, no, not like that. But then you're going to bed, so you're like, damn it, now I gotta do this right before bed. So that's my fault, but...
Erica, and I was like, you need to explain this to me. And she's like, I can't, I have morning brain. And I was like, shit, I have night brain. Damn it.
The moral
of the story is we should not be making graphics the day before... We go live.
I mean, I should know these things. So yeah, we're here, you guys. Backlog episode 43. We're here on YouTube live. We got the live chat. I see you guys. Thank you so much for being here. If you can, hit the like button, tweet this out, share it on your favorite platforms, which I need to do myself. So if you guys, thank you, Hustle. I see Hustle. A couple of you, you know, you tweeted out and stuff. I appreciate that. It makes it easy on me because then I could just retweet it. And it's like, we're live.
Take the initiative, Erica. That's not what this is.
Listen, adding the cameras. If you're listening to this on audio only, we're on camera right now. And we're usually not on camera. So it adds more dynamic and it adds more for me to do because I'm in control of this whole thing. So I got to like crop the cameras. I got to make sure I'm switching between scenes, not scenes, but like what's in the picture right there, what we're talking about. The gameplay I'm going to show as we're talking, like, I got to be on it. And I think I got it.
Erica's got it settled. I just show up and I talk.
Basically, yeah. Bad. But shout out to the chat. See you guys. We're going to get into it with what we've been playing. And I think everybody who knows Char and follows you is going to know what you've been playing. So you want to talk about it? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I've been playing Monster Hunter Rise for like a week. It's been out for a week, right?
I think just pretty about, sure. Yeah. Just
about a week. That's all I've been playing, really. It's that. That's it. That's my life. You can go check my VODs. I have like at least, I don't remember how many times I've played on stream now, but a lot. Even like the days where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take a break from it and I'll take a break from streaming. I had one day where I was like, I am gonna not stream it and I'm not gonna like, I'm not gonna touch it, I'm not gonna look at it, I'm not gonna do anything. And then immediately, like halfway through the day, I like clicked on somebody's stream and I was like, shit, I wanna play. So I started up the stream and I just started it again. Oh god, it's so bad.
I mean, that's when you know. I mean, it could be a couple of things. It's a good game. Because I know whenever I'm, like when I'm really into a game and I see someone else playing it, and even if I just got off the game or something the night before or whatever, I'm like, I got to get back on it. Like, they motivate you to do it. And also, it just shows maybe you're a little addicted. Maybe addicted, which is not a bad thing. Is it? I mean, well, I don't know.
It kind of is, because when I have to go back to work, I'm going to be like, but right now I'm not on. I don't have work right now because we're in between school years in Japan. So like I'm just waiting to like go to my new schools basically. So I have like all this free time, and Monster Hunter came out right in the middle of that free time. So I've just been like at home grinding. Like literally, that's all I've been doing. I've just been like playing it, having a good time with friends, because I can like actually like call people and like play with them when I'm at home now, because like I said, I don't have work. So like midday or like early or like late morning ish is like when everybody's like playing. So I'm just like, hey, so like Monster Hunter, like, so I'll get like, I've played with like so many of my friends like so far. It's actually awesome. And people coming through in the chat and like just doing hub quests with me, and like, I don't know, I love it. It's fun.
That's cool.
I've actually like dedicated myself to one weapon this time too. So like I've only played like two previous. Is not really like what I would say, but I played Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, which is on the 3DS, and I played a little bit of Monster Hunter World. I played more of World than I played of 4U, but in 4U, I was an insta-glaive main, or I tried to be. I didn't really understand how it worked that much, so it was kind of shit. Also, it was a 3DS game. It was really hard to... I felt like it was really hard to control, but maybe that was just because the dual... I had the new 3DS, so it's got, like, that little tiny stick.
Yeah.
I had that, and it was still, like, a struggle. Like, it was...
Is that stick meant to, like, make things easier?
That stick sort of in that game... In that Monster Hunter game is to move around the camera, like in the new games. Mm-hmm. Like it's the dual stick. Like you move with one, you like move the other to move the camera. So it was like that. So I played it like that, and I was just like not so impressed. I mean, it's a really good game, like I'm sure, but I wasn't really impressed with it. And then I tried World when it came out, because I got that secret free code that I shouldn't be talking about on air, but you know, it happened.
Yeah,
Sony can't take it away from me.
Oh, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I got that. I actually did, to my credit, I did buy it again on PC. So I actually have it on PC, but I never finished it. Like, I never got to the end of the story or the end of like, you know, the bosses. Cause there's like a, you know, there's a threshold. There's like, this is the final boss. You need to, you know. Anyways, so I didn't get to that. And that in that game, I was Charge Blade main, which is like one of the hardest fucking weapons in the game. Like, I'll just say that right now. That is such a technical weapon. You should not try that if that's your first Monster Hunter. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, you can, but like, please look up combo videos.
It's just the combos are hard to do, or what's the deal with it? Why is it so difficult?
Most of the weapons is like you draw the weapon, you hit them on, you have combos, you put your weapon away. That's most of the weapons are like this. Charge Blade is like it has two phases. It's got a sword and shield phase, and then it's got a big axe phase that you can like morph it into.
Yeah.
So you have combos for when you're in sword and shield phase and when you're in the big phase, like the morphed phase. But there's also a way to charge your sword and your shield with different combos for each, and if you charge those up, you do bigger combos, you do bigger damage. It's a whole thing. It's like insane.
Dang.
So I was like, for this game, I was like, I'm gonna go back to my roots. I'm gonna go back to like what I was interested in the first one I played, which was Insect Glyph, and I'm gonna try it out. And I actually looked up some like combo videos and like actually learned how to fucking play my weapon. And I've actually been, like, enjoying it way more. Also, it looks really flashy on stream because I get to jump into the air and I can, like, do my combos in the air. So, I can just...
Flashy.
I can be flashy, or I could just stand in front of the mon and wail on the mon.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
you also, gotta... just, like, I just like glaives. I like anything spear-like. I'm just like, sign me the fuck up. Like, that's,
so
I'm done.
You're a spearhead then. That's what it is. I usually, don't know, when it comes to certain games, like, I remember Neo had spears, right? I think they did.
Yeah.
A couple other games.
I was spearman in that game too.
Yeah, I usually don't go that route. I usually don't. And I hate enemies who use spears, like freaking Ghost of Tsushima. Everyone knows, everyone complains. Those guys are extra tough because it's hard to parry. Super hard to parry because they just poke you, you know? You don't know when it's coming. So it's
exactly.
Like, it's annoying.
That's why spears are the best, because they just poke you.
Yeah, for sure. Monster Hunter, yeah. Do you want to talk about how long you've been streaming this damn game? How many hours you've been putting into this game?
Do I want to talk about that?
You want to expose yourself? I think I asked you the other day, and I'm pretty sure from what I remember, you told me something like one night was 8 hours, another night was like another 8 hours. It's like a full-time job you doing over there. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, hold on, let me...
Sheesh. Yeah, you are going in.
I'm telling you guys, I have to restart the game to tell you guys my playtime, but let me do that real quick.
I was going to say, shout out to Keenan in the chat. He said the Demon Souls spear guys. Anybody with the damn spear. Sekiro, those dudes are... I don't even want to think about those dudes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just spears in general. I don't do well with them or something like that. I don't know.
Just because... Well, what's your weapon of choice then?
I go with the swords, katanas.
Wow, you're so boring.
I am boring. I've said this many times. I'm probably the most boring when it comes to games like that where there's multiple weapons. Yeah. I find one and I'm comfortable and I just stay with it. Yeah. Mm. You know how like with Dark Souls, people talk about all the variety of weapons and I'm over here, like they'll talk about it and I'll be listening like... I only used one sword the whole time. That's just...
Right.
I don't know, man. That's
all right,
me.
If I round up to the nearest hour, I've got exactly the nicest number of hours, which is 69.
Are you freaking serious? 69. You did that on purpose.
A little bit. No, I didn't. No,
you did that on purpose for the podcast.
I didn't. I could literally show you because we're on camera. Show you my...
I can't really see. 69 though? Dang.
Oh, you can't see.
It's kind of blurry, yeah.
Yeah. It's 68.55, so you round up. Anyways, I think some of that is like me just having the game on, but not like a ton. I don't usually leave the game on to like rack up hours like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, maybe if you want to say like take an hour off for just me idle, I guess you could do that. It wouldn't make much of a difference because I've still played over 60 hours of it in like a week.
Right.
That's so
don't get tempted to start playing during the show. I see that you have the Switch on, okay? I heard the music. Turn it off, Char.
Yo, the music is actually so good though in this game. Like, no cap. Like, actually so good. Like, I'm so surprised. I'm not surprised. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But I feel like if you compare it to World, it's like a lot of things are just not... You just like looking back on World and you're just like, oh, this is boring for Monster Hunter. Like, this is Monster Hunter. Like, this, I'm not even a Monster Hunter person. This is Monster Hunter to me now. I'm just like, nothing can compare to this. This is amazing. Everybody else is like saying that too. They're like, man, Rise is actually really fucking good. Like, you should like
so go better.
Play it, but...
You're saying better than World then?
Oh, for sure. Like, the crazy. There's only like 5 maps, but I've not gotten tired of the maps. Like, that's crazy to me. There's so much packed into a map that like I still have stuff to explore. Like, there's like these little secret like notes you can find about like, and it like reveals like little lore pieces of the world. There's like there's like 60 or so, there's 50, I can't remember how many there are, but there's a lot, and you have to go find them in like the regions, and there's like little secret areas you can get to with your like your movement that you can do in this game. But so that's really cool. I want to do that. I want to get all those eventually, but...
Yeah, the footage that it's playing right now, it's you just going through, like, inventory. I think you're at the
Smith.
Oh my
god,
you're
at
the
Smithy. Okay,
and,
I go through the Smithy every
You going through everything. I'm, like, looking at it, I just see you're just going through all these different things.
Yeah, no, you should know, guys, that lots of that playtime is just me grinding out my materials to get all of the armor sets, because I want all of the armor in the game, which is a feat in itself, and it's really hard to get, like, that, and then keep up with your weapons. So, like, I play overtime because I want to get my weapons upgraded, but, like, I want to keep my weapon collecting or my armor collecting going. I have over 200 pieces of armor right now. I could count, but I'm not going to. Last time I checked, it was over 200. So I have a lot of armor in that game. That's a lot for for casual people. Casual people will play it and they'll, like, kill a monster, maybe get a couple pieces, like, of armor to, like, upgrade their armor, and then they'll keep playing and they'll keep, like, doing other monsters and they'll keep upgrading that way. They won't, like, do the same monster 5 times to get the whole set, like me. My collector's anxiety is, like, showing in this game a little bit.
Just from what I'm seeing, though, there's a lot of stuff in this game.
I mean,
it seems like it.
It seems like it.
Or is that that's just normal? It's Monster Hunter. It's kind of like you're accustomed to that.
I don't know if it's normal, but there's definitely a lot of things that happen in the background while you're hunting. So while you're hunting and doing stuff like that, and then you complete it, you come back to the hub town or whatever, because there's only one town. That's the hub. That's where you are. So you come back, and in the background, there's like 3 things that can be... No, there's 4. There's 4 things that progressively happen while you go on hunts. So it incentivizes you to actually go on hunts and keep going. One is you get rewards. You have an owl, and it like picks up rewards while you're away on hunts. So you have to go and like collect that when you come back. The other one is there is a system of mercenaries where you tell them to go to an area and they will pick up and gather little like items. Mm-hmm. So that happens. But you have to wait for them to do that, right? So they go on like one hunt for every hunt you go on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a submarine thing, which is also gathering items, but they're different items than the mercenaries. So that happens in the background too. And what's the other one I was thinking of?
I'm loving the cats. I like that in World.
The cats are great.
Because I did try. Remember, I was playing World for like all of like 2 hours or something like that. And when you have that cat like sidekick, but I noticed in this game you have like, what is that, like a dog? Or what's the sidekick there? It's different.
New to this game, so if you've got the palicos, you can still get a palico, which are the cats. Then you have palamutes, which are the dogs. And you can, because they're so big, you can ride on them while you're in hunts, either by yourself or if you bring one. If you bring one into multiplayer, you can also ride it there. So they're basically a mount. They're
big enough.
They're big enough.
Yeah. You're riding one right now.
Yeah. So you can get like armor from them like you can the cats. Like they are part of your team, basically. So they attack with you. They do stuff like that. They go fast, so we like them. they're just good puppers. You can pet them in the game. You can pet the palicos in the game, too. A lot of this game is just cute fluff when you're in town, basically. And then, you got your regular, like, food buffs that you can take on with you. There's endemic life in this game, which is the little balls that you... Or they're birds, technically, but, you know, they're, like, floating... glowy guys that you pick up and they boost your stats. Before you go on a hunt, sometimes you might want to pick someone up. You know, it's like, it's a lot, but at its base, it's still very like, go on a hunt, kill them on, make things from the monster. Like,
it's like that's basic. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's not. Monster Hunter, it's so. I felt World, anyways, was like, convoluted a little bit. Like for me, I just wasn't flowing with me, and I never went back to it. So I just figured maybe these aren't my kind of games, or I just didn't give enough time to get to that point. I don't know.
I think they're not your kind of game because they can be very grindy if you want them to be. They don't have to be. You can get people to like help you through it, which is really really cool. But I don't know. It's hard to say if I would recommend it to you specifically, just because I know your experience with Rise or with
World. Yeah.
I don't know. Something. I don't know what it is. I think part of it, how much I love this game, is how many people are playing it right now, and so I always have like somebody to play with.
Yeah.
Coupled with the fact that this game is actually, like, almost all the Monster Hunters before this are, like, quote, Japanese-themed. But this game really, like, leans into the Japanese theme of, like, the armor and then, like, the...
I can tell.
The monsters. The monsters are actually based off of, like, yokai.
Oh, if you know what that is. That's Neo talk right there.
Ain't it? Yeah. Like, there's, you know, the little kappa guys that you can, like, you know,
find in Neo? Yeah.
You know how they've got, like, the thing on their head?
Yeah.
Like,
so
there's a monster in this game called a Tetradon, and he's basically a sumo kappa. Like, he looks like a great Jagras. You remember that big yellow thing that we fought together?
Yeah.
He looks like that, but he's got, like, a kappa look with, like, a beak, and, like, and he does little, like, sumo moves where he, like, pushes his, like, he goes back and forth.
He goes like that. Yeah. That's cool. Do you have that on stream? I'm going to have to watch that later and see that.
Oh, I've fought him a bunch of times. Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, stuff like that gets me more interested because I love that stuff.
There's, like, a fire chicken. I call it a fire chicken. It's an Aknosom, which is, like, it's like a bird. It's a firebird, but it does, like, little, like, not kabuki dances, but I guess it's kind of a kabuki dance. It does, like, little, like, moves that are, like, dancing moves. And, like, it uses its, like, feathers as, like, kind of, like, what you would see somebody using fans for, kind of. And it's gotcha. Really cool. Like, there's so many monsters that are, just for this game, that are just, like, 10 out of 10, like, super cool.
Wow. Yeah, because I've been seeing the reviews, like, here and there, and it's getting really good reviews, so that's cool. I guess I could talk about what I've been playing that I don't think has reviews yet. At least they're in progress. Let me switch over here on this gameplay. But Outriders, man. It came
that's right. You were playing that.
It came out and... Oops. Gotta take this off. What can I say, man? So I played the demo, and I think I talked about it back on, like, a previous podcast. I might have. We talked about Outriders, yeah. And I was digging the demo. I was liking it. I wanted to see more, and here it is. It's released now. The game is fun. I find myself thinking about it, like, man, I can't wait to play again. I'm kind of on Kenny's schedule right now because we started together. We're, like, a duo right now. It's up to 3 players, but we're doing just the 2. And it was fun. And he's, like, the looter shooter guy. Kenny loves the Division. He went crazy with Destiny back a couple years ago or whatever, but he's that guy. he'll know, okay, how to, like, relate and compare and things like that. And he felt like the movement was a little off, but other than that, he wants to play more. And I'm like, okay, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. And that's what I was hoping for, like, a game that we could actually play together. So we played it, had fun. However, them servers, Char.
I saw that.
Them
the struggle
servers.
Is real.
I
Holy
got
crap.
Okay. So first of all, when I did the prologue, because I redid the prologue over because I'm playing on PS5 now, and I got booted out being solo. This always online junk. Always online. I got kicked from the game when I was by myself. Yeah. So that was like, that's a red flag.
One point to rise, because I can play offline.
yeah, that's a point for sure. So that happened. I got through the prologue. I was like, okay, that was just a fluke, I hope. I join up with Kenny. We go through it a little bit. And then thankfully, this was like after a mission, and it wasn't in between like a boss fight or nothing like that. I got kicked again. I got kicked out of the game. I had to reconnect with Kenny. It was a little bit of a, you know, detour because I was streaming and everything. But after that, none of us were kicked again. So I was like, okay, that's pretty lucky, because I've noticed some people on Twitter who are playing, they can't play at all. Like, they can't connect. They can't stay connected, things like that. So we were lucky in that department. But the lag, man, lag that happens. I'll just be fighting, you know, specific enemies. Let me see if I can click over to, like, some actual gameplay. I'd be getting into cover or something like that, and it would just, like, stutter a little bit.
Oh, man.
I would get stuck. There's also this kind of glitch where I do perform one of the abilities where I go up into the air and I slam down sort of and, like, pretty much explode their body. Every time I would do that move, my character would just stand straight for like 2 seconds and I couldn't move. So I'm like, that's a glitch.
You T-posed on people.
It was an eye pose. It was an eye pose.
Oh no.
With my head as the dot. But anyways, yeah, like it was just like, oh man, like what's going on? Because I remember in the demo that didn't happen. Oh. I had that same move and that did not happen. So I don't know.
If I had to speculate, I would say that this game got popular, like so popular overnight that they were just not ready for those servers to like blow up like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, that's a theory for sure, because it's on Game Pass. I don't know if you knew that or not. For Xbox. My God. The console. Yeah. And that was smart of them, you know, marketing wise, and Xbox kind of doing their thing right now to get this game day one, but that means more people. But I agree, like, okay, maybe they didn't anticipate this many, but they knew it was going to be on Game Pass. Like, they had to be prepared for more people, right? I mean...
Yeah, you think that, and then Square Enix is the publisher, and they're not the greatest. I mean, they're great maybe, with Final Fantasy XIV Online. Like, that's their baby. They know how to handle that. Games like this, I don't know if they have a hand in it at all, but, like, it might get rough.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, so...
True.
I don't know.
And speaking,
I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's Square Enix's fault or whose fault it is. But yeah, they were not prepared for everybody to be like, I'm playing Outriders. Like,
yeah, and it is picking up. I mean, it picked up Steam a little bit, pun intended, because I was going to say they set a record on Steam for Square Enix. I think it's like one of their top debut games or something like that on Steam. So that's pretty cool. But they... man, they've been working on it. You know, they're tweeting a lot. They're very transparent. People Can Fly and Square Enix, they're very transparent about like, hey, we know, we're aware of these server issues. We're working on it. The problem is they're so transparent. Like, you literally just see multiple tweets a day of the servers being down, servers acting up. And it's like, dude, how long is this going to go? It's been like 3 days almost, full days. And
yeah.
The first day I gave them a pass. I'm like, it happens. It happens to the best of them. Like, it really does. It's nothing new. But now we're getting into the weekend, like deep into the weekend now. And people are home wanting to play this game. And it's like, dude, you're struggling so bad. Like, you're dropping the ball because you do have eyes on this game. The perfect storm. You got people thirsty for games right now. Super thirsty because there's nothing else out. Like, new-wise. Yeah. People don't, a lot of people don't do their backlogs like that. Like you, Shar, and they want to play something new. This is on Game Pass. It's got buzz. You know, it's word of mouth is spreading that I've noticed even just my own circles. Like, people are talking about this game and they want to play this game. And it's just like, you're dropping the ball, man, because I really want this game to succeed. It's fun. Just to talk about it a little bit real quick. The best way I could describe it is it's basically Remnant from the Ashes, which I think we might play at some point, right? Me and you.
Yeah.
It's basically that plus Division with a splash of Gears. So like the cover system, getting into cover and out. That's very kind of Gears-ish. But the gun, I don't know.
Sorry to cut you off. But no, like, you're fine. I'm trying to equate, because I haven't played Gears. Is the Gears system close or like similar to the Uncharted system of cover? Or no?
It's like, when you look at it, you think that it is, but it feels different. Like, Uncharted's way lighter. Gears is very heavy. Ah. I mean, you could tell just by all the armor they're wearing and stuff. You're more sticky to cover in Gears.
Ah, okay.
And Uncharted's like, you're swinging on ropes, you're doing things, and so it's a little bit different. But I mean, it's the same kind of formula.
Concept.
Yeah, you get in cover, you hip fire, or no scope. What do you call it? Like, no... Blind fire over cover, things like that.
Okay.
You know, you're doing those kinds of things in Gears as well. But this game, like, the more I play it, and I have gameplay on the screen right now, the atmospheres and the areas are just super Remnant to me. Like, that, it reminds me of Remnant. And the enemies as well, they're kind of, you know, they're not human. They're monsters and stuff like that. So, and the guns, too. There's some certain guns that I felt really good, like Remnant. So I've been enjoying it. It's just they really, really need to fix what's going on. And hopefully it'll get fixed. So that's what I've been playing.
I saw you walking through some water there. How's the water looking?
I don't think I've... Honestly, I don't think I paid attention to the water. Did it look bad or
what? I don't know. You tell me. You're the water expert, apparently.
Well, what I'm watching right now, I don't see any water.
Oh, I know, because you were talking about it. Anyways.
Well, tell me what it looked like.
It looked all right. It was, you know, some PNGs.
You're talking about physics wise or just graphics or what you referring to?
I don't know.
To?
You tell me. You're the one who likes looking at the water in games.
Oh my gosh. I can't. Okay, that is true. We did, I think the last time with that you could think about is when we played Destiny. I was like, look at this water. Hey.
I know. It's like an inside joke.
Yeah,
definitely. I was playing Trails in the Sky yesterday, and Kenan was like, where's Erica? She needs to, like, review this water.
I don't even know how that started.
It's like a waterfall in the game. It's, like, so bad.
You know what? I'm very, gosh, when I see just beautiful, like, landscapes and water, I gotta comment on it. That's just me. I don't know. It's just my thing.
The water specifically just is so funny.
I like water, you know? I'm drinking it right now. Gosh.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say about Outriders. Hopefully it gets better. But it's fun, you know, when it works and everything's cool, it's awesome. So I do recommend it, but wait if you're obviously worried about connection and things like that. It'll go down in price. Game Pass ain't going nowhere. If you're on Xbox, you can get it there for $1. Check it out. Yeah, that'd be cool. Was the water wet? Yep. They're saying in the chat.
I mean,
let's change the subject.
Because it was virtual?
Shoot. Yeah, so we got a couple main topics today. That easy mode, man. We can talk about easy mode in games.
I love easy mode. Let's go!
Yeah, I know. You might be the perfect person to talk about this. So
I
we're
am
gonna...
the perfect person to talk about this.
I'm going to go ahead and get this tweet up, all right? Whoops.
Ironically, not with Rise, because Rise is... I wouldn't say Rise is hard, but it can get hard.
Yeah, it's
a try hard game. It's a try hard. You have to like turn on try hard mode. Anyways,
I guess I could give context, or we could just play the video. I think we should just play the video. Ashley Roboto. This is somebody I actually follow and I do like on Twitch. You love her.
I like her takes.
Yeah, she's cool.
She tells it like it is. Like she's real.
Mm-hmm.
She's a real one.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and play this clip. If you want to play it on your own, because you're not going to hear it through me, but it's up to you.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, friends.
Let's play this.
I want you to look right in my eyes right now. You know exactly who I'm talking to. Hi, shut the fuck up. Let people play games however they want to. Are you seriously roasting me for trying to play a story that is notoriously one of the most convoluted lore-based games in existence to try to figure out the lore and listen to the dialogue and watch the cutscenes and enjoy it? I swear to God, not everybody wants to play games to be absolutely infuriated and in pain the entire time.
That face.
I love her.
I will absolutely suplex you the fuck out of my chat. Stop gatekeeping how people play games. It's so fucking boring. You're boring. Hi.
So, okay. She basically says, hi, friends, you know.
Yeah,
I will suplex you out of this chat if you're gonna, you know, come at me and roast me. Because I guess I'm assuming her chat was really going in on like, why are you playing this game on easy? And if it turned out to be Kingdom Hearts, I'm not exactly sure which one. Do you know?
I don't remember if the first one even has easy mode.
Well, it's Kingdom Hearts. Either way, it's one of the games in the series. She's actually been posting them to YouTube as well, like. I don't know if they're highlights or just full playthroughs. She might be going through the whole series. I have no idea. Either way, she's playing them. And from what I know with the Kingdom Hearts series, very convoluted story. The lore is kind of confusing.
Insane.
Yeah, things like that.
Like, you could write a book. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I hear all the time. So when I found out it was Kingdom Hearts, I'm like, oh, I get it. You know, she just wanted to... I guess really pay attention to the story, because we know, like, as streamers, it could be hard to pay attention to even the easiest story. Like, I'm playing Outriders and there's things I'm missing, and Outriders is so basic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I get that part of it. Now, playing on easy, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Sure. We're going to expose you today.
You don't have to expose me. I'll expose myself. I play uneasy all the fucking time.
How often do you think? You never go to normal? Is it like a common thing?
If normal is an option, I will try to play on normal for sure. If I feel like it's too hard, and I'll change it, and I can change it in the middle of the game, maybe I'll play on easy. It depends if I'm streaming it. Wow, who knew?
Yeah, that plays a factor. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so it depends if I'm streaming it. In my, like, when I'm playing on Steam, when I'm, like, off stream, it depends on what kind of game it is. Mm-hmm. Most RPGs I'll play on, like, normal, because that's, like, the default, whatever. Sometimes I'll play on easy. Honestly, if it's an RPG, I'm there for the story. I'm not there for, like, you know, I do like grinding, and I do that, and I can sit through it because I do have the patience for it, but a lot of the time it's like, I want to listen to the story, and I want to, like, you know, enjoy the story rather than, like, fight with the gameplay every step of the way.
You know what some gamers would say to that, and I've seen this in replies, yes, and
gamer.
Not that. Well, they do say that, but what I'm referring to is, like, they say, well, why don't you just watch a movie? If you want just the story and the cutscenes, why not just watch it on YouTube? Like, watch the cutscenes, or just, you should be watching a movie. What do you say to that? What do you say to those people?
That they can fuck off. Because, well, one, I can enjoy media however the fuck I want to. And also, I don't get the sense of accomplishment if I watch a movie. Like,
because you're not interacting with it, like, you're not completing it on your
like, the whole reason we all play video games is to feel some sort of accomplishment. And if you don't feel that when you're playing a video game, then I don't know what you play a video game for. Maybe you guys can tell me. But, like, literally, I believe at like the core, like, you want to play a video game because you want to feel like you accomplished something. And it doesn't matter how you get that accomplishment, if as long as you get it, like, you get the happy chemicals, yay. Like,
okay.
And so if me playing the game on easy and, like, leveling up in my RPG because I'm playing on easy gives me that, like, sense of accomplishment, I'm gonna fucking do it. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever. Like, if people playing on the most hardest difficulty on, like, Dark Souls gives you that sense of accomplishment, fucking go do it. But I'm gonna be over here and I'm gonna, like, be, like, you know, twiddling my thumbs or, I guess, whatever, on, like, my games that I want to play the way I want to play them. Like, you guys don't get to dictate how I feel my sense of accomplishment in games. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you zeroed in on, like, accomplishment. So as long as, even if you're playing on easy, if you're still getting that reward system to hit your brain of, like, it was easy for me to fight this enemy, but I got these rewards and I completed this part, and it's like my brain is triggered to feel good and, like, you feel good about it, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Don't you feel that? I'm sure Kenny feels that with his litter shooters. He does, like, a really hard raid.
Oh, yeah. Gets the loot.
Goes through all that, and he gets the loot, and he feels great. Like, you were playing Outriders the other day. Like, you did a thing. You got the loot. You felt great. It doesn't... At the core, like, it doesn't matter how you got there, as long as you got there, you know?
Okay, so you're... Okay, I see what you're saying. See, for me, and, like, maybe for others listening or people who don't agree with Ashley... They're probably thinking, well, how could you have that reward if it's so easy to get it? Like, and I get that. Like, I get where she's coming from, but I also get that kind of, and I don't know if that's, like, the souls in me or, like, the challenger in me that is, like, I love that whole, like, struggling to get there because it feels so much better because it's like, damn, I really learned this boss, or I really died a lot and I came back and got it done, kind of thing. Whereas if it was easy, you do it in one shot and it's like, I didn't really learn anything, I didn't get challenged, so that, like, reward wouldn't be as, like, strong, you know what I mean?
I mean, it wouldn't be as strong for you necessarily.
Yeah,
like, for other people, maybe that's just, like, that's all they need, you know? Like, my sense of accomplishment comes from, like, not necessarily all the time, but, like, beating games. And, like, if I beat a game on easy, it's like, oh, shit, I beat the game. Hell yeah. Like, it doesn't matter at that point what I played, what difficulty I played it on.
As long as you see the credits, it's like, I did it.
I just don't want to fight with my, I don't want to fight with my games. I'm there to have fun. I'm there to relax. I don't need the stress. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, oh, wait, no, we know. I know. And I tease you about it sometimes, but because I know your stance on this, like you don't give a F. Like you just want to play and you want to just have fun and like, yeah, you're in the same camp as Ashley. And I'm cool with that, especially as a streamer. And this is where I get on her side about it because I tend to be a little biased to the streamers because I know the struggle and I know what it's like to stream. And I know what it's like to have backseat gamers. I know what it's like to have somebody just question you, like, why are you playing it on this mode? Like, for example, God of War 2018. It's like the best example I have. I was playing it on the second hardest difficulty. Give me a challenge. To me, it was perfect because I was not struggling forever, but I wasn't going through it easily. It was like a good challenge. It's in the name. Give me a challenge. It's perfect. But through the whole, I remember I streamed it like one or two times and pretty much the whole time, what difficulty is this, Erica? I tell him, and I'm like, it's in the title. It's right there.
Yeah.
Why aren't you playing on Gimme God of War? Why aren't you? You're the Souls Queen, right? Why aren't you playing the hardest difficulty? And I had a small stream going, right? I mean, I don't know how many people, but this is on like YouTube. It was small, chill, you know, just a small group. So I imagine with her, who's bigger than me, way bigger.
Insane.
Imagine having multiple people just like, why are you playing easy? Don't you want to have a challenge? Like just whatever reasoning they come with. And they're not being so, because some people will say, well, why don't you just ban these people? Why doesn't the mods just get it? But the thing is, like, if they're just talking respectfully, and if her rules don't say to ban people like that until they cross a certain line, right? If they're just asking her, why are you playing on easy? That's like a bad way to play. Or they'll say something kind of like that.
Yeah.
She's probably thinking that's not rules for banning, but you're annoying me at the same time. And then you're getting like multiple people. So she's going to check the chat. And I don't have an issue with that. Like sometimes you got to check the chat. You got to, because if you only ban one person or you tell one person, it's like, no, you got to tell everybody because they all need to know if you feel that way. So I'm with her on that. Like, I know some people are like, why don't she just ban everybody? She gonna ban the whole chat? Like, you know what I mean? What if it's everybody? Like, what are you gonna ban? And when they're clearly just, let's say they're doing it in a respectful way, but it's annoying. I don't know if you want to ban people just because you're annoyed.
Right.
But I don't know. That's her stream. Maybe she runs it differently. I'm not going to speak for her or anything like that. But I'm just saying for me, like, if you're annoying me, that's not enough to get banned. Like you still gotta go across the line. And maybe they didn't do that for her. They're just on that level of like, they're getting annoying. There's a bunch of them. She's frustrated. Yeah. She's trying to pay attention to this convoluted freaking story. And you over here like saying things, you know? So I'm with her on that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sure. And the thing is too, she goes and makes this tweet, right? She's just putting clips together. I don't know if she did it or she has an editor or what. But she's known to do this. She does this on Twitter a lot, where she'll take stuff that she said during a stream and pop it on Twitter. It's marketing. It's you know, advertising yourself. This one hit. This one went viral. But I noticed a lot of people, and this is what bugs me with, like, especially non-streamers, these elitist gamers who don't have a second of gameplay for us to see. Not 1 second. They're on there, oh, look at this chick. Oh, look at the, it's always the girls. First of all, they start to being sexist and things like that.
Of course they went sexist. I was going
to. I've definitely read those. Oh, it had to be a woman, had to be a girl. That annoys me already. And then they have things like, oh, she's a fraud. She shouldn't be a streamer. She's has an easy job. Get a real job. It's like, that's where I get like, I just want to shake people. Like, dude, you don't stream. You shouldn't even have said anything.
Streamer, literally anybody can be a streamer. It's not like you get to decide who is and who isn't a streamer. Everybody has that. That's such a dumb comment. Fuck these guys.
And the thing is too, like, if you want to see somebody who's challenging themselves, hitting their head against the wall, you can go to a different stream. Come to my stream.
Exactly.
Come to my stream when I'm playing freaking Souls and Gears and stuff. I'm beating my head against the wall. Come to mine. But her, she wants to chill. She ain't trying to do all that. That's not her kind of vibe. So, like, you can change the channel, basically.
Yeah.
But they want to sit there and complain, well, she's not really a real gamer, and she's a fraud, and she's this, she's that. It's like, she ain't reviewing the game. She's just chilling playing it. Like, I don't...
That sounds like some hardcore gatekeeping. Like, hardcore gatekeeping. Like, she's not a gamer. Like, You play video games, you're a gamer, idiots. Like, fucking hell.
Yeah, and we talked about the before with the gatekeeping hobbies and things like that. And this could fall into that conversation for sure. Even the streamer thing, like, well, she shouldn't be streaming unless she plays on normal. And it's like, what?
Are you fucking kidding me? People play on easy all the time. AKA me.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell, man?
And that's fine. Because at the end of the day, if you're having fun and you're feeling like you feel like you get that reward and like you're accomplished, then cool, that's fine. Like, I might not relate, but I could understand that. And it's, you know, so if she feels the same way and she's just trying to hang out and have like a chill stream, I don't see the issue. It's one tweet, one game, and everyone came at her. Not everyone, but some of these guys.
Some idiots. People.
Yeah. And so it was, of course, it, you know, went viral. I'm looking at it right now. It's got like 12,000 retweets, 57,000 likes, and 2,900 quote tweets. So, you know, them quote tweets are like, look at this chick, you know, and then that sends more traffic to her in terms of like negativity. So I'm sure she's seen it all. I'm sure she.
Who said it? Who said something in chat? Oh, it was a J-Got. You won't catch dudes saying what she said, honestly. Dudes are weak. No, I'm just kidding. No, but like,
what does that mean? They won't admit it, or you're saying guys don't play on easy?
Guys, guys play on easy, I'm sure, but they don't tell anybody. They don't, like, they're not out here like exposing themselves, quote exposing, because it's not actually exposing if you just tell people you play the game on easy because you want to play on easy. That doesn't make sense. It's like. But yeah, more guys, I want to say. Not that we need guys' validation for this, because this is stupid sexist talk now. But like, I wish more people or more gamers would just admit that they fucking play on easy sometimes. Like, we all do it. And if you don't, then I mean, sure, whatever.
Hey, speak for yourself, Char. Speak for yourself. We don't all do that, all right?
I was literally about to say something.
Go ahead.
You don't play on easy, you don't get to dictate how other people play the game. Just shut the fuck up and don't say anything. But people who play on easy, I don't know what it is. Like, I admit that I play on easy, obviously, all the time. I'll be like, yeah, I put that on easy. Oh, fuck it, whatever. But like, people are too scared to admit that for some reason.
It's because of the roasting and the backlash, and they won't be treated as like a true gamer at that point.
It's like
their credibility is in danger. Possibly.
All of what you just said is just nonsense shit that gatekeepers made up.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just say, like, if it's different if somebody was reviewing a game and they played it on easy and they're talking about how the game's easy and all that.
You can still understand how the game works on easy, though.
See, I tend to disagree with that because, like, if the enemies, because you're not going to have a grasp really on, like, the enemies and the AI, it's going to be too easy for you. So how are you going to know? You could still talk about the game and how they act and things like that.
What are you talking about when you review a game, Erica? What are you talking about? You talk about the graphics.
True.
You talk about the music. Mm-hmm. You talk about the story, I guess.
Yeah.
Gameplay? You talk about the gameplay, yeah?
The gameplay.
So, like, the four big ones, probably, that people talk about in when
that's what
reviewing.
I would do. That's what I would do. And gameplay, I would focus on, like...
If you play on easy, you can understand the gameplay. Like, that's all you need for a review. You can be like, hey, the gameplay is like this. You don't need to go into, like, super detail about... Because it's... you could. You don't have... I mean, whatever. I don't know how people write reviews anymore. I don't read. but, like... If you're reviewing a game and you need to play it to the end, you're not gonna have time. Erica, are you gonna sit down and play like a 40-hour game on normal to review it?
Yeah, normal. I would not push it to the limits. I wouldn't push it to the hardest.
You have.
I would play on normal because look, like, I feel like it depends on the game. Let's put that out there. Like, let me preface with that. It depends on the game. But if it's a game that normal is the intended way to play it, like, if that's the intent, like, you sometimes it'll even say that when you're selecting, like, this is like the intended or whatever, the default, whatever. So like, if AI is like, let me just think of a game, for example, like, I guess Last of Us 2, you know, you have like different things you can do with the enemies, like, to where they don't even flank you, they don't do things like that. So if you make it super easy, you're not going to be able to talk about those parts of the games as far as like the flanking, the AI and how smart they are and things like that. So I feel like you could review the game still and say, hey, this is how it's played. This is how you shoot. This is the guns you got, things like that. But you can't, I guess, get deeper into that. And maybe I'm biased to feel that way because if I were to review a game or give a rating on a game, I'm taking in consideration the challenge. But that's me because I'm weird and I do beat my head against the wall and I do want the challenge. So that's a me issue. But yeah, you're technically right. Like, you can still review it, but I think it needs to be, like, in the review. Like, I played it on easy.
Yeah.
It should. Obviously. Like, as long as it's transparent and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's not doing that.
J-God, I'm going to call you out right now. If you play on easy, your opinion on combat has no credit. That sounds like gatekeeping talk to me. That actually sounds like gatekeeping. The way that I play my game. Then you're saying, if I play a whole game on easy, that I'm not allowed to comment on the gameplay and how fun it was for me and how, like, I played any of that game. So that my opinion has no credit to you? I mean, sure, to you, maybe, but it just sounds...
It sounds kind of gatekeeping,
to you. Sounds like, oh, you didn't really play the game. It was like...
We can't take your opinion serious because you didn't play it the way I played it or it's intended.
Each their own with, like, how you're gonna take that, but, like, I don't know. I played the same game as you, albeit probably on easy, but, like, why does that matter? I don't get why it matters. We all play the games. We play video games!
Yeah, if we're talking about a whole review, that is like a small part of it. Like, if you are talking about combat, yeah, it's gonna play a part in what kind of encounters you're having. Because if it's easier, let's just say basics here, that if it's easier, there's less enemies. They don't flank you. Let's just say your health is like super strong. You don't die a lot. So if you're reviewing it, you're not really gonna have any kind of comments about how difficult the encounters can be and things like that. And it depends on the game, like I said. Like, if it's a game that's not combat heavy and it's just about story and stuff like that, then okay. But if it's something like combat heavy game that's the focus of the game, yeah, that's, you're gonna be at a limit there. You're not gonna have that there for your readers to understand, oh, they didn't really like experience that difficulty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from.
I understand where you're coming from.
And you mentioned too, like, how, I guess, guys, because Jay got brought up in the chat that men wouldn't say things like that, and it's because they don't want to
roasting Jay got. I feel but
he brought up a talking point, like how maybe some men, at least he feels so, they wouldn't say things like that because they hide. Yeah. What they're doing with these games. And it brings me into another conversation, which I noticed people were having on Twitter, and I totally forgot about it. Trophies and achievements. Like, people hiding trophies and achievements is something I don't understand. Because we both, weird. I'm sure, agree on this. Like you just said, we should just be honest. If you played it on easy, or you played this game and didn't beat it, or if you didn't even play it at all, like, why not just say that? But see, when it comes to, like, content creators and, like, people on YouTube and social media, if they want to be in the talk, they want to be relevant, they want their content to be popping and things like that, they might lie and say, and they beat a game and review it and they really didn't beat it. So what are they going to do? People are going to check their trophies. What are they going to do? They're going to hide them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Either.
But that's a thing too. I think we've talked about that before, but still. It kind of goes into this, like, why don't people just be honest?
I don't know, man.
Those are the real, to me, those ain't the gamers, and those aren't real gamers.
So weird. So weird how people are, like, need to, like, hide their, like, I don't know. Why are you hiding? What are you hiding over there? Like, just own up to it, man. Like, I don't get it. But maybe because I'm such a small, I don't even want to call myself content creator. Can we just, we'll talk about that another time. But I'm just so small that maybe it just doesn't matter to me. Like, I don't even think, I think I would still be the same if I was, like, quote, bigger, too. Like, I would just be like, no, I don't give any fuck.
I like to think I would. I mean, I'm
same.
Small still, but like if I had 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 subscribers, like I can't imagine lying because I'd feel like that's 50,000 people that could find out I'm lying. You know what I mean? Like that's just too much pressure. Like it takes too much effort to lie, and then you got to carry on the lie. And then when you're on a podcast or something, somebody asks, "Hey, Erica, so what'd you think about that game?"
Oh my God.
Let me check my notes real quick. Let me go to Google. Like, dude, I'm not, like, who wants to do that? I'm here. If I didn't play the game, I didn't play it. Sorry. Like, go to the next person, because I just don't have the energy to lie like that. To me, that's just wild.
It's too much, man. It's too much.
Can you imagine lying and you got to keep up that lie?
Oh, no.
What? And you know what's going to, you know what's going to slip. One of these days, someone's going to ask you about that game. You're going to be like, oh, I don't remember what happened at that moment. You don't remember that scene? No, I don't. Oh, that one? You're going to look shaky. Like, you're going to look so shaky. You can't.
Dude, if anybody brings up literally anything from a game I've played, if they bring up a scene, they're like, oh man, that was my favorite scene. What do you think about this scene? I'll be like, honestly, I can't remember anything.
That's true. You could forget.
After I finish a game, all that knowledge just leaves me.
That's true. That does happen, yeah.
That's Like, that's all. The only thing I know for sure is that I beat it. That's the only
thing I
can say with certainty. After I play a game, I'm like, I beat it. And then they're like, oh, but like, what part did you like? I'm like, I don't remember shit.
No, I feel you on that. Maybe a scene wasn't like the best example, but like,
no, but
things you should know. You know what I mean? Like, things you should know. Yeah. And if you don't, you're exposed at that point. Like, you're like, wait, I thought you played it. Oh, it's so long ago. The energy to lie like that. I just can't. I can't do it. If I played I played it. You're going to know I played it. Period.
Yeah. No, it's so silly. I don't know.
And that's and that's why I truly believe, because I was, you know, I was doing some reflecting on me hitting 10K subs and all that junk. And I was like thinking how easy it's been for me. Because people do lie about stuff. They do lie about the games they like. They lie about the games they don't like. And I just remembered to myself, like, I never did that. So I had it smooth sailing. Nobody could find anything on me, really. Because it's like, well, I like the game. So what are you going to do? So it's just something that always trips me out. Shout out to the chat, though. I see Beggy in the chat, I think. Shout out to Beggy.
Yeah.
Shout out to the troubleshooters. I see you guys in the chat. Any opinions they had that stuck out?
I've been trying to keep up. Not so much. I mean, I touched on a couple.
Yeah, the honesty in the community lately from some people has been bad lately.
Then you're following the wrong people.
That's part of it too, you know, sometimes.
I mean, maybe they've been honest for a long time and then they're not, but I don't know.
Yeah, either way. Don't hide your achievements.
Yeah, that's just weird. Weird.
All right, so let's move on to the last, well, like, major topic, I guess. I don't know how much time we want to spend on it, because everybody and their grandma is talking about it. I'm sure you've heard.
Was it again?
MLB The Show coming to Game Pass day one.
Of course I haven't heard about this. I don't know sports ball. I don't care.
It's not so much about baseball. It's more about, this was a PlayStation game.
Right.
And now it's going to Xbox. That's one thing. That happened already. Mm-hmm. That's been confirmed. Mm-hmm. But now it's coming Game Pass day one. So now you have this debate, this conversation of like, you can pay $1 on Xbox or $70 on PlayStation, where it was before its home was. So you got, you know, that's the conversation. You got people who are upset because they don't want
to. As they should be.
Yeah. Would you feel? Yeah, you would feel that way. You got robbed.
I mean, I feel that way with an MMO still. Like, if anybody knows Guild Wars 2, Guild Wars 2 used to be you buy the game and you own it. Like, they didn't have a subscription. It was just a flat rate, and you bought the game and then you could play it. That's how it was. And that was with the base game. And then after I bought it, like a year later, they announced that the base game was going free to play. So I basically wasted $30.
Damn, that sucks.
For that game. I do enjoy the game, and I want to get back to it eventually. But, like, yeah, I just felt like, damn, I should have waited because I didn't know this was coming. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, I just, whatever.
Yeah, these things happen before. Like, what you're describing, that's kind of different because it's, like, different times. Like, you had the launch title, which you got, and then you have, like, the free one that comes later. Like, this is, like, the same day. One is going to be $1 or $15, depending what plan you got.
I didn't know that.
The day one. Yeah, so day one, Xbox people playing it for free, in quotes, because they have Game Pass already, or they're going to get on Game Pass for $1. Then you got people on PlayStation, they'll have to pay $70 to play this game. So it's kind of like, dude, and this was a PlayStation game. So it's just kind of like, whoa, like Xbox, this is a power move for Xbox.
It is. Sony fucked up.
You think it makes them look bad?
Of course it makes them look bad. What the fuck?
Because that's what people are talking about. Like, is that they look bad? They're, what's going on over there? They're panicking. Like, what's going on over there?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. But, I mean, some people are still going to play it because that's all they have. They don't have Xbox. Like me, I don't have Xbox. Mm-hmm. I know I can play it on... can you play Game Pass on PC? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a Game Pass, but it's often different. Like, they'll have different games. Like, for example, Outriders. Game Pass for Xbox, but not PC.
Right.
Yeah, so it depends.
Yeah, so people who don't have an Xbox, if you want this game, that sucks.
Yeah. Gotta get an Xbox.
How much? No, fuck off.
I mean, you should. That's what they say. Hey, you want to play Uncharted? Get a PlayStation. You want to play Bloodborne? Get a PlayStation. You gotta go where the games are at, right?
I mean, go where the games are at for you, for sure. But yeah, I mean, I guess would you say that Xbox is more of like the sports kind of like side of gaming? Like Xbox has most of the sports games, like on lock, you know?
I mean, they're mostly multiplat. Like you got, you know, your 2Ks, your FIFAs, right, and all that. They're on like everything besides Switch, right, if anything. Like the Switch probably struggles to get them, but the no, it's multi, and that's the thing, you know, that started this whole thing is MLB's like, listen, we're trying to get some money, we want this on every, you know, other platforms. So that's where that kind of started, and it went to Xbox, and now it's on Game Pass. But you know, Phil Spencer, Daddy Phil, by the way, Uncle Phil, he Daddy yep. Phil, he he's making moves, man, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because, like, I don't know what it is, man. I don't have loyalty to, like, any of this stuff, like, the Xbox or PlayStation, because I'll legit, like, I played Outriders the other night on PS5, right? Having a good time. Having a ball. The next morning, I see this news, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, because, like, and I don't mind, like, if I see that Sony guy is getting all upset, it's, like, kind of funny to me. It's like, but I was just on the console. I guess I'm just trying to prove, like, I really don't have, like, a side. You know, there's this whole stupid console war, and it's like, to me, it's like, man, it's so nice to not have to worry about that. You don't ever lose. I try telling people that all the time, like, it's a waste of energy to be doing this stuff. So I forget what point I was getting at, but...
I have no idea.
I don't know. But yeah, I just... the whole console war thing. So yeah, you got the back and forths and everything. So I figure we just touch on it. Like, this won't be the last... I feel like Phil Spencer... Oh, I know what I was going to say. Because they're kind of like the underdogs. Xbox, they got beat down so bad last gen. And I want competition. We asked for competition. We said so many times, like, when is Xbox going to compete? When are they going to get games? What's going on, Phil? Now Phil is like, here we go. You know, I'm doing it. So, I mean, this is what we wanted.
Got him.
Yeah, maybe this game. I mean, I'm not playing this game. I don't watch baseball or nothing, but this and Outriders at this time, it's like, okay, it's a good sign of like, man, they're going to keep doing this. This ain't going to be the last for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, it won't be the last.
Yeah, so it's just interesting and, you know, good on Xbox, I guess. They're doing their thing. But I didn't want to spend too much time on that. What else were we going to talk about? Do you have anything you wanted to talk about?
I forget.
It's one of those weeks where it's like there was news and people, I guess, like certain podcasts or certain other shows will talk about certain news like forever. And it's like, I just want to kind of jump through that one. I don't know. trying to think what else happened this week. There was that rumor that E3 was going to charge for you to play demos and things like that. That did happen. I don't know if you saw that.
I haven't seen it. Nope. But you just told me.
It was a rumor about like a paywall for E3. And quickly, people were upset. Like, oh, E3 is dead and never going to watch it again and all this and that. And they didn't really read the article because the headline was basically there's going to be a paywall. But if you read the article, it said it was going to be for demos and like exclusive content. So I thought of it in the way of like, that don't seem that bad because we wouldn't get those demos anyways. Like if we were not there on the floor at E3, like we're not going to play those games anyways. So I wouldn't mind paying a small fee, very small, if anything, to play some of these games. I thought of it like
that'd
that's,
be all right.
Yeah, like. No biggie. But the thing is, like, when you think about it, like, it's online only, digital event. It would be kind of weird to be putting in, like, our credit cards to, like, download some demos. It would be kind of weird. Like, it wouldn't go over well. People would not be happy about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was spreading around. People were knee-jerk reacting. Can't say that fast.
No.
E3's dead and... I'm never going to watch it. I'm not paying no damn money. It's like, well, it's just the demos. Either way, E3, they came out and they're like, no, that's not happening. Everything's going to be free. So shut up kind of thing. And that was that. So I don't know. I guess my question for you, I guess we could ask this question. Mm-hmm. Would you pay to watch E3 or to play demos at
E3?
Yeah. Like exclusive stuff, like exclusive interviews, play demos.
I don't think I would really care if I watched it. But I don't know. Exclusive interviews? No. If I was media, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, but
media. I'd love to be media again someday.
Oh my god! It felt like that one time we were media.
I've had a couple times. You had a time.
I had a couple times. Yeah. I had one time. Count it one time. So yeah, maybe if I was like obviously if I was media, but I exclusives aren't depends on if it's the game I'm interested in.
Yeah, like if there's a demo for something you really want,
it could get it. And depending on how they did it, it would get really pricey if you had to pay a flat rate for each one, or if there's like, you know, a media pass, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They could do the media pass still. They could be like, if you have the media pass, you can get all these for free or whatever.
T-Rock in the chat has a good point. Says, nope, what? It would be on YouTube the next day. See, that's what I'm saying with this digital stuff. Like, even the demos. You're going to see the demos somewhere.
Right.
They're going to pop up. You might not.
Somebody's going
to
have them.
Yeah, you might not be able to play it, but you'll always see it. Mm-hmm. And that's true.
They can't. There's no way to prevent people from recording anything. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even in Discord, you could play the demo and stream it to your whole Discord if you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. We've done that. But I've done that before with concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just weird to even, like, talk about it, because I'll start thinking about it, like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind paying, but then I'm like, wait a minute, this is so odd to even talk about, because this stuff is going to be, like, up the next day, and we're going to be able to see this stuff, so why am I going to pay to see, like, an interview or something? It just doesn't make sense, really. Being there does pay to get in, and you're having that experience, but, like, from home? Like, that's, like, a totally different...
Really weird
thing. Yeah, so the whole thing got shut down regardless. It's not happening. At least it's looking like it's not happening. And but E3 in general, a lot of people just say it's dying. I like E3. I've always anticipated it. The last year, of course, was different, not the traditional because of pandemic, but it probably never be traditional ever again, just considering the world and what's going on. And these companies, too, as well, it's like you ask the question, well, why doesn't Square Enix and all these other companies, why don't they just do their own thing? They don't need E3. They don't need to spend the money to get a spot. They could just do a trailer or do their own thing on, like, their YouTube or something. You know what I mean?
Kind of did that last year, though.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Not like they had their own like thing. Well, they actually didn't they? Did they?
There was weird stuff.
Presentations, all of them, didn't they?
I think so, but there was like different, like there was like Summerfest, which I think Jeff Keighley does. There was like different things because it wasn't traditional E3. It was like separated events that happened over time. Like Sony had, you know, Ghost of Tsushima thing and, you know, different like events. But that onstage presence like was not there. It's just totally different. So it's just, it's like it's a conversation, but it's not, because it's like, nah, this is, the times are changing. It's done. It might be done.
Might be.
Move on to different things.
I do enjoy the cheesy ass like presentations though. Mm. I'm gonna miss those. Those
like,
are fun.
Like Ubisoft and Bethesda.
Ubisoft and Bethesda and like just anybody, just everybody. They come out on stage, they're super fucking nervous. You could tell they're fucking nervous because they're like a dev who like works behind a computer all day, and they're like, "Shit, I gotta talk at E3." Fuck. And then it's like,
so you like the cringe moments? You like the cringe?
I kind of like the cringe moments, like if there's not too many of them. But like, yeah, I mean, like in always. Obviously, Sony Pony out here, but like all of the like presentations usually are really like really cool in some way, and they try to like make it interesting and shit.
Yeah, and
we're never gonna have a Just Dance stage ever again. Oh
man, that's my favorite part.
I know.
And that never failed. They always did it they always showed up. It always started the show too.
It's always in the first half at least. They always had a show.
You would have like the countdown.
Like 18 people. There's like 18 people on stage and they're dancing, and it's fucking like the music from the game and like the screen behind them.
And... never failed. You'd have the countdown: 10, 9. Ubisoft about to start. Countdown. About to start. Yeah. You get your snacks. You're ready to go. You just hear music. You're like, dang it.
Damn it!
You hear some crazy music, and here they come.
Isn't it crazy to think that the last time we actually had a real E3 was like the stage presence was the one that that Sony announced The Last of Us in like the barn or whatever.
Yeah, with the music, and they went with to the different. Music. They had all the people
they
there.
Went to different venues.
Yeah, they that had to like crazy. Move to different rooms and stuff. That was kind of, and they got.
I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was cool too, but they got a lot of flack for that show. I remember some people were like, that was boring. It wasn't that great. I remember that.
But the music was fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
The performance is always fire. I don't know what they're talking
about. And just me, like, as a content creator, I know you don't like to call yourself that. I call myself a content creator. I love E3 because it's content. I could watch it, I could react, I could hang out with people and watch it together. And, like, so I like E3. I'm always going to crave those kind of events, but if they could replace it with better events, hey, I'm cool with that. So
we'll see what they come up with. Probably nothing,
but I'm sure like the next maybe couple backlog episodes that come up, like we're gonna start to see maybe some rumors, some, you know, typical, but it's just such a weird time and everything's so different that it could be kind of dry. And like, because I think that happened last year, I was like, where's the rumors at? Where's the leaks? Because usually there's leaks, but
nobody was leaking anything. They were like, I'm too tired for this.
That and just like there was nothing to leak.
That too.
Things were delayed and things were just not moving like they used to. So
Does that mean we're gonna get an explosion of announcements then?
I would hope, but it's looking kinda shaky. Mm.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nev in the chat. When I got bamboozled by that
was so
I thought was Bloodborne 2.
Everybody got that. Everybody that. And then it was Sekiro, and they're like, what the fuck is this?
No, not Sekiro. Oh, this was another time where it was a VR game from Software.
Oh.
And we thought it was Bloodborne. It was so stupid. Oh, shit. So dumb. I got so bad.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Got. So did Kotaku. Did you see Kotaku this week?
Were they wilding again? What the fuck is with them?
They are so thirsty for clicks, man. Thirsty. They spread bad information about Halo. Yeah, you didn't see that?
No. What did they say?
So this fake Halo account maybe had 50 followers.
Off to a great start. Fake fake fucking account. Let's go. Okay, I'm ready.
You know how people put their name on Twitter? They'll put the little cloud next to it, the little circle, so it looks like the verified. They try anyways. They did that. They had maybe 50 followers or something. They had this really, you know how when the developers do delay a game or they cancel a game, they have like a square, a rectangle, and then there's like written text in there, like "Dear Spartans" or whatever, because it's Halo. Yeah. We unfortunately regret to inform you we've delayed till 2022, or says something like that. And Kotaku runs with this tweet, doesn't even click the name to verify, hey, is this really Halo?
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
They do an article on it. It was
April Fool's Day, like, a couple days ago. Like, yeah. Come on. Like, they should know better. Bro, what the hell?
So silly. So I was away during this time. I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't even on Twitter. When I came back to Twitter, I saw the whole timeline just going in on Kotaku. And I was like, what the heck happened? And they had an apology tweet. Sorry, guys, we got. It's like, but you're so thirsty. Listen, these journalists sometimes
research, and you wouldn't have this problem.
They'd rather be first than wrong. Like, that's what it is.
That's how you know Kotaku's bad.
Yeah,
is that they'd rather be first than be correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all it took was 2 seconds. All you gotta do is click the Twitter account. That's all you gotta do. Click it. Okay, it's really Halo. Oh, it's not. Okay, never mind. They went straight to the screenshot. And the article, like, they...
My god.
I mean, don't they converse with each other? Like, I don't know, man.
Dude, I fact check all... Not all the time, but, like, on Twitter, definitely, I'm, like, following tweets and, like, following threads and shit to see where shit came from. I don't trust anybody on there.
Yeah. Because it's embarrassing. If you're wrong and you have that big of an audience, that's super embarrassing because you didn't check your facts. So that's what happened. Kotaku was embarrassed. And,
God damn it.
Crazy. So Halo is not delayed, you guys, all right? All you Spartans out there, it's not delayed. Everything's good. Yeah. It got to the point where Halo, the official Halo, had to tweet. Like, listen, this is our real Twitter. If we have updates, you'll find them here. Because it got so much attention from this.
God damn it.
This fake
account. You know it's bad when the Halo people are like, guys, shut the fuck up, we're over here. God damn it.
So yeah, that was a thing. And other than that, man, it's kind of more so just on the social media side as far as, you know, interesting stories, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any last things we want to mention? Anybody got questions? I don't know. We kind of ran out of stuff to
do an AMA. Let's go.
Ask me anything.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. I said AMA, but I'm just,
Let me just ask, like, how is everyone feeling about this look for the podcast? How are we feeling? You like us on camera? Don't like us on camera?
They're freaking simps.
Whoa. You're lucky we're not on Twitch right now.
They know it's true, though. They know it's true.
I feel like I was interrupting you too many times tonight, man.
No, I was interrupting you. So.
I'm usually good about that, and I try. I don't know if it's the cameras or the. I'm excited, man. I see, like, I'm looking at you, Char, and you know, I'm excited.
You're a weird champ. All right, whatever.
Looks good.
I'm looking at you, and I'm excited. All right, phrasing, Erica.
That does sound kind of. That does sound wild. Yeah. That does sound kind of crazy.
Erica, the ultimate simp.
I might be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The real reason we haven't been on camera, I guess we should go ahead and say this. I mean, it's Char's too damn fire. About to burn your guys' monitors. We had to chill it back. I said, let the sunlight come in, block your block your beauty a little bit for us. God damn, because we need a chance here to not have our eyes just burn.
Oh my god.
I'm fire. That's the real reason, right?
Yep.
We're thinking That's of you, exactly chat. It. We're thinking of all the people watching us live. Like, listen, Char is just so damn beautiful.
I am not. Shut up.
We don't, you know?
I'm average at best. Thank you.
I'm looking out for everybody so we feel better.
everybody. Yeah, before somebody else's phone breaks because they saw me on a stream.
Yes. Listen, after my phone break, after seeing your picture, I'm like, oh, I gotta chill out. I don't. Maybe we were not ready for cameras. Maybe I gotta, you know, think about everybody's phones, monitors. I don't want to. I don't want
that explains
fires.
The heat coming from my monitor.
Facts. That's why I get so damn hot in here. Oh my God. No, but we do. You know, we are starting to, I guess, we're going to make this a habit, like, to be on camera more. I wanted to step up this podcast a little bit just to kind of, you know, spice it up a little bit. We never stop improving.
To keep up with the times for some reason. I don't get it.
People like seeing other people on camera, for sure.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, it kind of, I think, well, it puts a face to the voice, for one.
Yeah.
And to see our reactions and us smiling and laughing and...
They don't deserve this, though.
Whoa! What are you saying over there?
They don't deserve to see this, okay?
Dang, it's like that?
I mean, you've gassed me up and then you're gonna knock me down now?
I was saying in the way of, like, I'm trying to, you know, take in everybody's feelings in consideration, including my own. Including my own, but you were like, straight up, you don't deserve this.
It's true, though. They
can't see me.
They can't see me.
Yeah. Nah, but by now, we're used to being on camera. We just haven't really done it on the backlog. We've been on camera like once, I think, this whole time. And we're on episode 43. I think it was
We've been on camera.
Yeah, it was one time.
Oh, sorry.
Uno times. So we're just not used to it this way. It's a little bit different. It takes some getting used to. But on our own, we've been on camera on our streams, so we're like used to this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to know what we look like, if people listening to the podcast,
yeah,
come to the streams. Or, yeah.
And when
they get this, though. They get enough.
I wanted to mention, too, the Patreon. We did start our Patreon and spice that up a little bit. We actually talked about making face cam part of, like, milestones and, like, oh, if we get this milestone, we'll be on camera. But then I was like, no, that's... Nah, I think we just gotta just do it.
They gotta pay for this. Okay.
Nah, I can't put paywalls on this.
On my face? Yes, I can.
Char tried, and I'm like, nah, we're ready for cameras. We gotta get these cameras going.
I can.
So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the look of the podcast again. Yeah, if you're listening audio, come check us out live every other Saturday, and you can chat with us. You can be here. Shout out to T Rock with the super chat. It says this calls for an F you guys super chat. Is that referring to you or to me?
Yeah, when you guys like donate. Bombed me that one time.
I think when it's written out that way, the F you, is because I think it's to me because I say it that way. You say the straight up word. I keep it clean.
I see how it is.
Yeah. So I was like, is that to you or to me? But shout out to you, T-Rock. Thank you for that. Shout out to the chat. I see Gaming for Tipping here. Let's get some shout outs. Merc. Yee. Oh, Merc is here. Troubleshooters in the house. Kanan. That's your boy right there, sure. Kanan.
I mean, he follows me everywhere. I don't know how to get rid of him.
Damn. Anthony, who was on our last show. Shout out to Anthony.
Aww.
Eric, the duo. All you guys, man. We appreciate all the support. I'm looking to try and get this podcast moving even more. So, like, us being on camera, the topics. Like, I'm always trying to find the best topics for us to make this interesting. And Char as well. Yeah. You help. You help a lot, actually. Can I just appreciate you for a second? We got you on camera. I'm gonna embarrass you a little bit. Char out here working, all right? They made this whole thing, like, with the two squares. I know it's not, like, probably a lot of work, but in the middle of the night, I'm like, listen, can you do this for me? Boom. Does it. The thumbnails. Yeah. Fire.
Thumbnails are something.
Listen, I think it's a big deal because I don't like doing thumbnails. So to me, I see the thumbnails, I'm like, wow, I'm so impressed. I get super impressed.
Yes. Your thumbnail game has still, you still need to level that up. We need to level that up sometime.
Yeah, I'm trying. But yeah, I mean, Shar is great. Can we get people in the chat to say
no.
Appreciate Shar.
No.
I just like doing that because I know it makes you uncomfortable. But anyways, Shar, this was fun.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and let people know what's up, where you to find you and all that good stuff?
Everybody here can find me on Twitch at Drin_San, DRIN_SAN. I will be playing more Monster Hunter Rise today. So if you want to go see what that game's all about, I have not stopped playing it for a week, so let's go!
Shocking. Yeah. Truly shocking. I would have never thought.
Actually, you know what? Yesterday, I was like, no, today is retro day. I actually managed to play my retro game for like 3 or 4 hours yesterday, so I was proud of that.
Nice. You're really gaming. You're working out here. You're gaming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, though.
No, you are. Like, why... I don't really, it's like I tease you, but the crap about like playing on easy, I'm not really serious with that because I know you're getting down. Like you're constantly beating more games than I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Keenan. He asked for the special guest Evie, which is on the screen now.
Evie's here.
Gaming Forte, shout out to you. Says Shar is so great. I'll pay to say it. Great
what?
Show.
Hmm. Can we refund?
Hey, you were asking for a paywall. Look, there's your paywall. Boom. Forte made it happen.
God damn it.
No, seriously, I gush so much about like our viewers and stuff and my own personal viewers and everybody who comes together for like this show, whether it's Shar's viewers or mine, whatever. Like, you guys are awesome. So I just want to say that.
True.
Not as awesome as Shar, but you guys are awesome.
Well, that's true.
Shar, the gaming god.
I am not. Shut up. Oh my god.
So yeah, that's our show pretty much, you guys. I am Eric Hutz for the win. You can find me anywhere by that name. I was just on Crossfire last night. Shout out to Mooch, who was a guest. When was that? A couple months ago he was a guest with us? 3 months? I don't know. Something like that. Shout out to Mooch. I was on his podcast last night. You guys want to check that out. Last Saturday, I was on Game On Daily. Who, man, their setup kind of inspired me too. Shout out to them. They got the cameras going. They got a whole freaking intro.
I heard about that shit.
Because I told
you. Erica was like, I need you to watch this real quick because this is fire. And I was like, all right, bet.
Yeah, like that intro they got. They put me in the intro. I'm like, wow, they really putting out the red carpet. I come in. I got my whole people see me before I was even on. It was cool.
Yeah.
And we ain't there yet. We're not at that level, but it's inspiring though. You know, makes me want to up my games. Shout out to them. And that's it. That's it for this podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, YouTube, of course. And follow us. Check out the Patreon. And that's it, you guys. We're out of here. Catch you guys later. Peace.